الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue our discussion about الإيمان بالله عز وجل، believing in Allah عز وجل. The people of knowledge, they mentioned بارك الله فيكم that الإيمان بالله عز وجل يقوم على ثلاثة أركان. يقوم على ثلاثة أركان. To believe in Allah عز وجل is established by three pillars. Is established by three pillars. To believe in the oneness of Allah عز وجل in His Lordship, and to believe in the oneness of Allah عز وجل in His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and to believe in the oneness of Allah عز وجل with regards to His right to be worshipped, سبحانه وتعالى. So this is what we have been discussing. The Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our previous classes, we were discussing Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyyah. The right of Allah to be worshipped alone with no partners. And we have seen in general the definition of that. Ifradullahi bil-ibadah. Ifradullahi bil-ibadah. To single out Allah alone for all actions of worship. For all actions of worship inwardly and outwardly. They must be for Allah alone. And this is the meaning of the Shahada. And this is the meaning of the Shahada, and la ilaha illallah. And we have seen a number of benefits with regards to that. Also from the definitions, the people of knowledge, they mentioned with regards to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah or Tawheed al-Ibadah, they say, Ifradullah bi-af'al al-Ibad. Ifradullah bi-af'al al-Ibad. So these definitions, it's important to understand them. And very beneficial to be able to visualize them and see them in your mind whenever studying these issues of knowledge. Ifradullahi bi-af'ali al-ibad. Ifradullahi bi-af'al al-ibad. To single out Allah alone for the actions of the slaves. For the actions of the people. Meaning that the people, they should make their deen, their obedience, their humbleness, their servitude, their love, their hope, their fear, their trust, their reliance, their prayer, their slaughter, their life for Allah. All of their deeds should be for Allah, inwardly and outwardly. The deeds of the heart and the deeds of the limbs and body parts. Ifradullahi bi-af'al al-ibad. Bi-af'al al-ibad. This is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That the servant, he must make his actions and deeds for the sake of Allah. He must make his actions and deeds for the sake of Allah. We understand this? Alhamdulillah. Based upon this, or with this, and based upon what we have studied, inshallah, things will become clear. بإذن الله تعالى. Now we move on to the next question. The author, he says, سؤال, question, ما هو التوحيد الربوبية? What is توحيد الربوبية? The oneness of the Lordship of Allah عز وجل. The oneness of the Lordship of Allah عز وجل. So now we're moving on to another aspect. To another aspect, توحيد الربوبية. توحيد الربوبية. And this is إفراد الله بأفعاله. إفراد الله بأفعاله هو. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is with regards to the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, this is to sing Allah alone for His actions. So now we're going to discuss the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rububiyyah is related to the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal. We must sing Allah alone for these actions. They're specific to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Rabb and no one else. Meaning He is the one who has created the creation and brought everything into existence and given everything its shape and its form. He is the one who gives life, and He is the one who gives death, and He is the one who honors, and He is the one who humiliates, and He is the one who raises, and He is the one who lowers, and the command is in His hand. And the command is in His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are His actions. These are His actions. This is from His rububiyyah. We must single Him out for this. Allah alone, He is the creator. No one created along with Him. Allah alone, He is the one who brought everything into existence. No one brought anything into existence except with His permission and His command, and by His power and authority alone. And by His power and authority alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah alone is the one who's given everything His shape and His form. Allah alone is the one who's given everything His shape and His form. And because He has created all things and brought everything into existence, He is the one who's providing and sustaining for all things alone. And because He has created all things and given everything His shape and His form, and He is the one who's providing for all things alone, He is the one who's disposing of the affairs. And this entire creation that He created and brought into existence belongs to Him. And this entire creation that He created and brought into existence, and that which He is providing, sustaining, and sustaining, it belongs to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has authority over the creation. He has authority over the creation. The creation is in his hand and under his command. And nothing happens except with his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we're studying the rububiyyah of Allah. This is the lordship of Allah. The people of knowledge, they say, tuhid rububiyyah. Tuhid rububiyyah bawabatu tuhid uluhiyyah. Tuhid rububiyyah bawabatu tuhid uluhiyyah. That learning about the rububiyyah, the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is the gateway. This is the gateway to worship Him and to love Him and to single Him out for all actions of worship and to put one's trust and reliance and to call on Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to worship Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be sincere and truthful with Allah Azza wa Jalla in public and in private. And people only deviate the majority of the time in Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah because they did not give the Rububiyyah its rights. Because they did not give the Rububiyyah its rights. They misunderstood the Sufair, and for this reason, they deviated wa liyadu billah. They deviated wa liyadu billah. And they belittle the rights of Rububiyyah by worshipping others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By worshipping others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on them or fearing them or hoping in them. Calling on them or fearing them or hoping in them in the likes like this. So slaughtering for them or worshipping them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directing some of the rights of worship to other than Allah, which we have seen is shirk. Many times it's because of deficiency in understanding or given the rights of Rububiyyah that it deserves. The rights, the Rububiyyah, that it deserves. So also before we continue reading, as well, we have seen that the first aspect of Tawheed that we studied, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, this was also called Al-Tawheed al-Ilmi. Al-Tawheed al-Ilmi, the application of Al-Tawheed. And that was the intent. And this is the main aim and the goal from learning these affairs. So the benefit of this knowledge here. The benefit of this knowledge here. So here, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and the aspect that we will discuss, inshallah, after this one, likewise, that the author he mentioned, rahimahullah, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, these two are called al-Tawheed al-Ilmi, the knowledge-based Tawheed. So now what we're studying is knowledge about Allah. Specifically with regards to Rububiyyah, knowledge about His actions. Ahsanta, Allah yubarak fi. Knowledge about the actions of Allah. إفراد الله بأفعاله هو تحيد الربوبية إفراد الله بأفعاله هو to sing about Allah alone for His actions سبحانه وتعالى. So when we study the Rububiyyah, we're studying about the actions of Allah. What Allah does تبارك وتعالى. And in learning about Allah, you will learn likewise about yourself. You will learn likewise about yourself from your dire need for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. As for the other aspect تحيد الأسماء والصفات, the tawheed of the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is knowledge with regards to, it's clear, the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So both aspects are about knowledge, learning about Allah. You want to learn about Allah, you must learn about His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection that He has made Himself known by in His revelation. And the noble Quran and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how you know Allah. And likewise, you know Allah by learning about His actions that He's clarified as well in the revelation. The actions of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He's clarified in the revelation that He does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has been mentioned in the book of Allah and likewise in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by learning about the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of perfection and about the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer, he will know Allah. He will know Allah in the manner prescribed and legislated, and this will be a means for him to love Allah. And this will be a means for him to love Allah and to worship Allah and to single Him out for all actions of worship. And to prefer the love of Allah over the love of his whims and desires. By way of knowledge. By way of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of al-Rububiyyah. Knowledge of al-Rububiyyah. Knowledge of al-Asma' al-Sifat. Al-Tawheed. Al-ilmi, al-tawheed al-ilmi. So this is very important. So this is how a believer who are raised in the ranks of the religion, and he'll move from being a Muslim to a mu'min, rather from a mu'min to a muhsin, rather from the muhsin to the abra' or the muqarrabin. How? Because of this affair here. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah, He raises those who believe amongst you and those who have been given knowledge, levels and ranks. Levels and ranks. The head of knowledge is the knowledge of Tawheed. The head of knowledge is the knowledge of a Tawheed. So this is a very important discussion. And we must pay attention and give it its rights and learn this affair for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And learn this affair for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The lordship belongs to Allah. The lordship belongs to Allah. Ifradullahi bi af'alihi huwa. Just saying about Allah alone for all of his actions. Actions that are specific to him. That we must not ascribe to anyone besides him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or else we will be committing shirk and associating partners in rububiyyah. You understand? Allah, he is the creator. Al-khalq, khalqullah. The creation is the creation of Allah. Al-amru, amrullah. The command is the command of Allah. You understand that? This is the case of al-rububiyyah. So Allah, he is the creator. Allah, he is the provider and sustainer. Allah, he is the one who is disposing of the affairs of this creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his authority and command over the entire universe. And nothing happens except with his permission. This is to summarize. This is to summarize the rububiyyah. This is to summarize the rububiyyah. So the author, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the response, al-jawab, the answer, هو الإقرار الجازم بأن الله تعالى رب كل شيء ومليكه وخالقه مدبره والمتصرف فيه لم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل ولا راد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه ولا مضاد له ولا مماثل ولا سمي له ولا منازع في شيء من معاني ربوبيته ومقتضيات أسمائه وصفاته قال الله تعالى الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور الآيات بل السورة كلها. So the author, he says, the response, what was the question again? What is Tawheed? What is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? What is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? What does it mean? The oneness of Allah and His Lordship. What does that mean? He said it is the firm affirmation. It is the firm affirmation that Allah, the Exalted, is the Lord of everything. The owner, the creator, controller, and disposer of all of the affairs. He has no partner in His dominion, no ally out of weakness, and no one can repel His command or overturn His judgment. He has no rival, no equal, no one comparable to Him, and no contender in any aspect of His Lordship or in the implications of His names and attributes. Allah the Most High, He said, the meaning of which is, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, who alone created the heavens and the earth and originated the darkness and the light. In fact, the entire, the author, he says, until the end of this verse, until the end of the verse. Who knows the end of this verse? ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Then those who disbelieve in their Lord, they make equals. يَنِي يُسَوُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. بِالْخَلْقِ بِالْأَنْدَادِ. They make equals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first verse in Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَجَعْلَ ظُلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and He is the one who has made darkness and light. And then the disbelievers, they make equals. Make بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Then those who disbelieve in their Lord, they make equals. Others equal with Allah Azza wa Jal. They make others equal with Allah Azza wa Jal. We have seen what that means in our previous classes, Alhamdulillah. So the author, he says now, and until the end of the verse, then he says, rather the entire chapter. And he rather the entire chapter. Some of the people of knowledge have considered Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Tawheed. Surah Al-Tawheed. And because it's all about the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Very, very amazing and beautiful chapter. Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-Tawheed. وقال تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين. And Allah, He says, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen. يعني mankind, the jinn, and all that exists. Mankind and the jinn and all that exists. وقال تعالى قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفتخذتم من دون الله أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا قل هل يستوي العمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار. He said, and Allah the Most High, He said, say, and He said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. Say to them then, do you not then take for worship protectors other than Him? You seek protection or protectors other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, whenever He is the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such have no power either for benefit or for harm to themselves. Say to them, is the blind equal to the one who sees? What's the answer? No, they're not equal. Or darkness equal to light? What's the answer? No, it's not. They're not equal. Or do they assign to Allah partners who create the like of His creation? So the creation seemed alike to them, and it's unclear for them which one is the creation of Allah and which one is the creation of the other people that they call on. What's the answer? No, there's only one creator. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say then, Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the only, and He is the one, the irresistible. He's the one, the irresistible, and the one of complete authority and command. And no one can escape His power and majesty and His authority, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, He says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ هَلْ مِن شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ مِن ذَلِكُمْ مِن شَيْءٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ And Allah, He says, the meaning of which is Allah, it's He who created you. That's His actions, right? You see? Allah, He's the one who created you, then provided food for you, then will cause you to die, then again He will give you life. This is what we just talked about, right? Rububiyyah is about what? Creation, providing, giving life, giving death. This is the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, in these verses here, He's clarifying His Rububiyyah. What is His Rububiyyah? His Lordship, the actions that He does. From them, Allah, He says, is Allah, in case anybody was wondering. It is Allah who created you. In case you are wondering, who created you? Some people, they ask that question. It's a question to know. It's the answer to. Who created me? Where did I come from? Allah, He says, Allah الذي خلقكم. It is Allah who created you. It's very clear. ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ And then after creating, He provided for you likewise. Allah, He is the one who created you. Then provided food for you, provision. Then will cause you to die. Then again, He will give you life. Is there any of your so-called partners of Allah that do anything of that? And do any of those partners that they call on besides Allah Azza wa Jalla create you or provide for you, sustain you, or cause you to die, or bring you back to life for judgment and resurrection? Of course not. Of course not. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun, glorified be He and exalted above all that they associate with Him in partners. All that they associate with Him in partners. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High says, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِي And Allah, He says, the meaning of which is, this is the creation of Allah. And you look around. Look around you. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Look at your hand. Look at your feet. Look at your child. Look at your wife. Look at your husband. Look at the trees. Look at the air. Look around you. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ That's the creation of Allah. فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِ So show me what those besides Him have created. Meaning those that they worship besides Allah. Show me what they have created. This is the creation of all. Look around. Look at the sky. Look at the stars. Look at the moon. Look at the day. Look at the night. Look at the day. Look at the night. Look at the people. Some are handsome and some are not so handsome. Some are kind and generous and courteous and some are rude and mean. Some are upright and truthful, honest and trustworthy and some are contrary to that. Some are contrary to that. Some have good hearts and some are foul and lowly. You understand? Some are upright, some are not. This is the creation of Allah. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِي This is the creation of Allah. So therefore, show me what those whom you worship besides Him have created. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, He says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ And Allah the Most High, He says, the meaning of which is, were they created by nothing? أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ Were they created by nothing? And they just came out of nowhere. Were they created by nothing? And you ask yourself this, was I created from nothing? Did I just pop up and come out of nowhere? Those who have little brothers and little sisters, they know that that's not the case. They just pop up out of nowhere. Those who have wives and the like, you don't just pop up out of nowhere. Rather, there's a process that is known. The one who has a little brother or a little sister, or the one who has himself a child, he knows that the mother, after some time, the body starts to grow. The body starts to grow, and it's bigger and bigger and bigger. Sometimes it gets very large, awkward. And then, pretty soon, a child comes. A child with a life comes from the womb of a woman. It has ears and eyes and a heart, a mind, and organs, and intricate parts working together. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ Were they created from nothing? The answer, of course not. That's not possible. It's not possible for something to be created from nothing. Understand that for the people to be created from nothing. You are not created from nothing. No, you came, Allah, He created you. Am humul khaliqun? The second possibility. Am humul khaliqun? Khalas. Were they created from nothing? You say, no, of course we were not created from nothing. Then let me guess, you created yourself. Did you create yourself? Did you create yourself? How come you're not more wealthy or have a better lineage? How come you're not taller? Or how come you're not stronger? Or why is your nose like that? For example, how come you don't have better hair? So on and so forth. If you created yourself, why don't you do a better job? Because you didn't create yourself. The answer likewise is no. No, we were not created from nothing. And no, we did not create ourselves. Am khalaqu as-samawati wal-ardh wa la yuqinun. Then, or did they create the heavens and the earth? And even further and further away from the truth. Of course, they didn't create the heavens and the earth. They didn't even create their own soul. They couldn't even create themselves. How are they going to create the heavens and the earth? They have no certainty. So the response is that there is a creator. There's a creator. And the creator, he is the Rabb. He's the Lord. And his name is Allah. And his name is Allah, and He's the most gracious, and He's the most merciful, and He's the most kind. For those who take a path to His mercy and kindness by obeying Him and following His messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam. And He's the most severe in punishment and retribution for those who violate the rights of His legislation and show no care or concern for the commandments and prohibitions and follow their whims and desires head first over their worldly life and show preference for the dunya over the hereafter. Allah is severe in punishment. Allah is severe in punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not be deceived. There's a creator. And the creation was created with purpose. Because from the beautiful names of the creator, Al-Hakim, the all-wise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qala ta'ala, Rabbu samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma fa'abuduhu wa astabir li ibadatihi. Hal ta'lamu lahu samiyya? And Allah, He said, Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. So worship Him and be constant and patient in His worship. Do you know anyone who is similar to Him? Do you know anyone who is similar to Him? And this one verse here, all aspects of the Tawheed that we're discussing are clarified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His Lordship, beginning in that manner, Rabbu samawati wal ard. Wa ma baynahuma, Allah, He's the Rabb. He is the creator, the provider, the sustainer, disposer of the affairs, the one who has ownership and authority over the heavens and the earth and everything between them. This is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. This is a singling out Allah alone for this right here. This is the right of Allah. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And this is the gateway. So what should you do whenever you realize that? فَعَبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Then you must worship Him alone and be patient and persevere and constant in His worship, meaning until you die. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until certainty comes, meaning until death. Until death. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So because Allah, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, because Allah, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that which is between them, then you must worship Him alone. And you must be patient and steadfast in the worship of Him alone. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Do you know anyone similar to Him? Similar to Him in His beautiful names and lofty attributes, or similar to Him in His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus deserving some aspects of worship like He does? No, there's no one similar to Him. No, there's no one similar to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the worship is established, which is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and likewise the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection are established in the same verse as well. In the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. You don't know anyone who's comparable or similar to Him. Any meaning in His beautiful names, on His lofty attributes of perfection, or in any of His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And Allah the Most High said, the meaning of which is, there is nothing like unto Him. And He is the all-hearer, the all-seer. And He is the all-hearer. They all say, there's nothing like unto Him. There's nothing like His likeness or comparable to Him whatsoever. لَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. These three verses here, they're similar in their understanding. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Do you know anyone comparable to Him? Meaning that there's no one who is comparable to Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There's nothing resembling Him in any manner whatsoever. لَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's no one comparable or resembling Him or equals to Him in any aspect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-wahid, al-qahhar. He is the one and only, the irresistible, the irresistible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse here this verse here is an amazing verse. And this verse here is a great principle. And we'll discuss it more in detail, inshaAllah. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. So there's nothing like him whatsoever. There's nothing like him or resembling him in any manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So that means that his hearing and knowing is not like the hearing and he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. And that means that we affirm for Allah that he hears and that he sees, but his hearing and seeing is not like the hearing and seeing of anything in the creation. It's not like the hearing and seeing of anything in the creation. Why? Because of the first part of the verse. What does the first part of the verse say? Laysa kamithlihi shay. So the first part of the verse is negating any resemblance or comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely. There's absolutely nothing comparable or resembling him in any manner. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. You understand that? So there's negation there. Negating what? The resemblance or comparison to anything in the creation. That's the same meaning. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيعًا. That's the same meaning. لَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. The same understanding is established in these verses here. Negating a comparison or resemblance from the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he affirms for himself other attributes, like hearing and seeing. And if you ponder and you think about the majority of the things that are alive in creation, almost all of them hear and see. You understand that? The majority of the creations that are alive, they have the ability to hear and see. If you start numbering off creations in the creation, creatures in the creation that are alive, many of them have the ability to hear and see. Fish and birds and trees and insects and butterflies and moths and mosquitoes and people and any animals and reptiles and any, they all can hear and see. But do reptiles hear and see the same way fish hear and see? Do fish hear and see the same way the ant hears and sees? Does the bird hear and see the same way the crocodile hears and sees? Or the frog hears and sees? Or do they all hear and see according to them specifically? The way an ant hears and sees is specific to an ant. And the way a cat hears and sees is specific to a cat. And the way the people that hear and see is specific to the people. Even a young man hears and sees different than an old man sometimes. Right? And they're both people. So it's established in the creation that many things have the ability to hear and see. But along with that, their hearing and seeing differs according to the creation. According to the creation that hearing and seeing is ascribed to. So if that's established in the creation, then, and the fact that that this one hears different than this one, then is it not easy to understand that Allah likewise hears and sees, but not like anything in the creation? That's easy to understand. Right? Not to mention the fact that Allah, he said that about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. And he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So he's the one who's providing the eyesight and the ability to hear for the creation. So he has the perfect hearing, not resembling the hearing of anything in the creation. He has the perfect sight, sees, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like that of anything in the creation. When it comes to the question how, we don't ask that. But we understand that he hears and he sees in a manner befitting his majesty. You understand that point? These words right here, you have to memorize them. In the manner befitting his majesty. Allah, he hears and sees in the manner befitting his majesty. كَمَا يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Not like anything in the creation. Not like anything in the creation. واضح? He hears and sees because he said he hears and sees. He hears and sees because he said he hears and sees. But he clarified likewise that there's nothing that resembles or compares to him whatsoever. So therefore, his hearing and seeing is not like anything in the creation. Rather, his hearing and seeing is befitting of his majesty. It's befitting of his majesty and his authority and command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, he says, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا And Allah, he says, and say, and O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, all the praises and thanks be to Allah,
who has not begotten a son, nor has no offspring, and he has no partner in his dominion or authority, nor is he lowly to have a helper, and magnify him with all magnifies, and magnify him with all magnificence, and he glorify him in the greatest manner. Glorify him in the greatest manner. So all praise and thanks belong to Allah. Allah, he never took a child or has offsprings. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no offspring. He has no child. وَأَنَّا يَكُونَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُونَ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. How could he ever have a child and didn't have a wife and he created all things? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a beginning. He doesn't have an ending. He doesn't have a child. He doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a mother. He is not the father. He is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The creator of all things. Raziqu kulli shay. The provider and sustainer of all things. Mudabbiru umur hadha al-kawn bi ajma'i. The disposer of the affairs of this entire universe. Absolutely. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the first. There's nothing before him. He's the last. There's nothing after him. He has no beginning. He has no ending. His life is absolute, perfect, and eternal. He has no weakness or deficiency, and nothing resembles him whatsoever. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. That's why we say, La ilaha illallah. You understand? When you study this affair here, what do you say? La ilaha illallah. When you study the Rububiyyah, and you read the verses about Rububiyyah, what do you say? La ilaha illallah. You say it with your tongue, and you mean it in your heart. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, He says, قُلْ عُدُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ شِرْكٍ وَمَا لَهُمْ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّيَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ And he said, the Most High, say to them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call upon those whom you assert, or you claim to be gods, and you associate as partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not possess the weight of an atom, any a particle of dust. They do not possess, they do not own a particle or the atom's weight or the smallest ant, either in the heavens nor in the earth. Nothing that they call on besides Allah, anyone who calls on something besides Allah, that thing that they call on does not have ownership of or authority over even a particle of dust. Understand that? Over even a particle. The particle of dust, who created it? Huh? Allah. Who sustained it? Who gave it shape and form? Who brought it into existence? Who does it belong to? It's under whose command and authority? Allah. No one shares with him in that. Not even a particle of dust. Not even a particle of dust. Or smaller than that in science, in modern science. Not even an atom. The smallest right thing that we know about. Not even an atom. Not even an atom. Likewise, the atom, Allah, he created it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to him alone. It belongs to him alone. So those whom they call on besides Allah do not even have authority or ownership over the smallest thing in this life, not even a particle of dust. Nor do they have any share, and they're not partners likewise. So they didn't create it, and it doesn't belong to them, nor are they partners in that as well. They didn't share with Allah as well in creating it, providing it, or sustaining it, or bringing it to existence, or disposing of its affairs, that particle. Understand that? So those who they call him besides Allah, they have no ownership or authority, not even over a particle of dust. And they have no share or partnership in ownership and authority, not even over a particle of dust. Nor is there for him any supporter from among them. And likewise, no one from the creation that they call on besides Allah is a helper to Allah in sustaining or taking care of the particles of dust. You understand that? And the smallest thing, the smallest, most insignificant thing, they don't own it, they're not partners in owning it, and they're not helpers to the true owner, because Allah, he does not have a helper. He doesn't have a wali min al-dhul. He doesn't have no one to help him because he's weak, or he's busy, or he's preoccupied, or he's tired, sleepy. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He doesn't get sleepy or tired. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? So he doesn't have any helpers. He doesn't have any helpers. No one is helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have any helpers. And likewise, if that's the case as well, there's one last opportunity for them to claim. And what is that? And those who worship others besides Allah. They say, no, we don't worship them because they own the authority to benefit or to protect us from harm. And we don't believe that likewise they're partners. And we know that they're not helpers, but we take them as intercessors. We take them as intercessors, the last thing, right? This is what they try to hang on to. But Allah, he says, and intercession with him does not profit or benefit except for those whom he allows and permits. So those who try to seek intercession without the permission of Allah, it will never benefit them. It will never benefit them. You cannot ask someone for permission besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without first getting permission from Allah. Do you understand that? Except with first getting permission from Allah. No one will be allowed intercession except with the permission of Allah. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. And who can intercede with him except for with his permission? Except for with his permission. So those who claim that the dead man in the grave is interceding for them, where's the permission from Allah Azza wa Jal? Where's the permission from Allah Azza wa Jal? Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who be given the greatest opportunity to make intercession, the greatest opportunity to give intercession will be given to the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will be after he bows down and after he prostrates sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and begs Allah and praises Allah in a manner he did not know before. He begs Allah and praises Allah and glorifies Allah in a manner he did not know before. Allah would teach him new ways to praise Allah. And he will praise him in that manner, and then he will be told to raise your hand and seek intercession. You'll be granted intercession. You'll be allowed now. After you worship in this manner, after you surrender in this manner, then Allah will grant him intercession for a particular amount, and then he will the intercession will be for them only. And then those who get intercession, likewise, it will be for a particular amount, individual, specifically, that they will be granted intercession, not for everybody or anybody, rather for people of Tawheed, people of Al-Khlas, and then individuals from them. Not all of them may get intercession at the same time. So the sun, the last people you know, to come out of the fire, they're going to be burned. Wariyadu billah. So the point is now that a person who worships someone or something, he does that because he believes that they can benefit him, or they can protect him from harm, right? So the one who benefits or protects from harm, he has to be the owner. He has to have authority. He has to have command. He has to have command, right? If I have ownership over something, can somebody else protect you from me and over that thing? No, I have that thing. So the ownership, the authority, the ability to benefit and to bring harm is in the hands of Allah. The entire creation is in the hands of Allah. Allah is the Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. He's the one who did these affairs. The creation belongs to him. It's under his authority and command. He has the rububiyyah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, to worship someone besides Allah is falsehood, because those things do not have authority or command over anything in the creation. And then somebody may say, okay, well, I will call on them or invoke them, not because they have authority, but they're a partner. They have a share. They have a share. And authority, right? Partners with the owner. But Allah, he has no partners in his ownership, because no one helped him create or provide or sustain. Therefore, the ownership and authority belongs to him exclusively. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has no partner likewise in his authority and ownership, right? If that's the case, then somebody will say, okay, well, I know he's not the owner, and he has no share in ownership, but you know, he helps him out. He's a helper. So I'll go to the helper then, because the helper, he's got a hand, right? He's got a hand with the owner, right? But Allah, he does not have any helpers. He's the one who created the creation alone without any helpers. He's the one who provided, sustained the creation alone without any helpers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing they can say, khalas, khalas, I'm shutting every doorway. Every day they want to make shirk, the door is shut. They want to make shirk, the door is shut. They want to make shirk, the door is shut. The last door they have, to claim intercession. Allah, he shut that door likewise. And he clarified that the intercession will not benefit anyone whatsoever except after his permission. And in many other verses likewise, Allah, he clarified that he will not allow except for those whom he's pleased with. Except for those whom he's pleased with. من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى. That no one will have intercession except after Allah allows for those whom he wills and he's pleased with. And Allah is not pleased with anyone except for the people of a tawheed, except for the people of a tawheed. He's not pleased with the people of shirk. He's not pleased with the people of kufr. Allah, He mentioned in His book, "Inna Allah la yuhibbul kafirin." Indeed, Allah, He does not love the disbelievers. So therefore, He's not pleased with them. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. And Allah is not pleased for His slaves to be upon disbelief. So those who die upon disbelief, they will never have intercession, because intercession is only for those whom Allah is pleased with. You understand that? So this is the benefit of a tawheed. Even if it's light, like we have seen in previous classes, even if it's light, you have that. You have that virtue. You have that goodness. But a believer, he should hope his tawheed is heavy and that his faith is strong. But this is just a clarification of the virtue of al-Iman and the status of a tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse continues, so much so that whenever the fear is banished from their hearts, and in the hearts of the angels, and they say, "What is it that your Lord has said?" And they say, "The truth, and He is the Most High, the Most Great." And He is the Most High, the Most Great. حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. And He is the Most High, the Most Great. He is the Most High, the Most Great. This is about the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is about the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the ways of knowing Allah azza wa jal, we have discussed here, from His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and likewise from His actions. And also from seeing the signs in His creation, indicating these affairs, indicating His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and also indicating His actions to Baraka wa ta'ala, pondering over the creation around us. Pondering over the creation around us. And the heavens and the earth, they all indicate the complete power and perfect authority and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His vast knowledge and mercy, and His encompassing wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He alone has created the creation, and He alone is disposing of the affairs of the creation. And from the creation of the heavens and the earth, alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. And likewise from the creation of waja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. And also He is the one who has made the darkness, or the darknesses and the light. So this is from the creation of Allah, darkness and light, the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of darkness and light. And darkness and light, there is a tangible aspect, a physical aspect, and likewise a spiritual aspect. And Allah, He created them. You understand that? Allah, He created all of them, like the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. The night and the day, the sun and the moon. This is from darkness and light. And likewise, the darkness of ignorance, disbelief, paganism and polytheism, the darkness of sin and transgression, the darkness of following desires and whims and the steps of the devil. This is darkness, waliyadu billah. And likewise, the light of the truth and obedience, and the light of knowledge, and the light of yaqeen, and the ta'a, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is indicating the power, the authority of Allah azza wa jalla, that none have the right to be worshipped except for Allah. And that none have the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who does these affairs, the one who does these affairs that we're discussing here, he's the one who's worthy of worship. He's the one who's worthy of worship. Understand that? The one who does these affairs that we're discussing, the issues of rububiyyah, he's the one who's worthy of worship. He's the one who is worthy of worship. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Allah, He mentioned about them, those whom they call on, those whom they invoke, those whom they worship. Besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, they do not create anything. Rather, they themselves, they are created. And you wake up. Don't worship someone who's created like you. Don't worship something that's created and sustained like you. Rather, worship the one who created those things. Rather, worship the one who created those things. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Are they associating partners with something that does not create anything, and they themselves are created? Any meaning to think about this? Doesn't it make sense that you worship and associate partners with something that did not create anything? Rather, it itself is created. So the one that is worthy of worship and devotion is the one who has created all things. The author says, Rahimahullah, su'al, maldiddu tawheed al-rububiyyah. Question, what is the opposite of tawheed al-rububiyyah? What is the opposite of tawheed al-rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah's lordship? Al-jawab, the response, واعتقاد متصرف مع الله عز وجل في أي شيء من تدبير الكون من إيجاد أو إعدام أو إحياء أو إماتة أو جلب خير أو دفع شر
أو غير ذلك من معاني الربوبية أو اعتقاد منازع له في شيء من مقتضيات أسمائه وصفاته كعلم الغيب والعظمة والكبرياء ونحو ذلك. وقال الله تعالى: ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم، هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ الآيات. What is the opposite of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? He said it is to believe that someone besides Allah, may he be exalted, has control or authority over anything in the management of the universe, disposing of the affairs, such as creating or annihilating, giving life or causing death, bringing benefit or repelling harm, or anything else from the meanings of lordship. It also includes believing that someone competes with Allah in the implications of his names and attributes, such as knowledge of the unseen, greatness, majesty, and the like. Allah the Most High, he said, whatever Allah grants to mankind of mercy, none can withhold it. Whatever Allah grants to mankind of mercy, none can withhold it. And whatever he withholds, none can grant it thereafter. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O mankind, remember the grace of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ No, of course, the answer is no. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدِكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ الآيَةِ. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah touches you with heart, with harm, if Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but him. And if he intends any good for you, there is none who can repel his favor, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال تعالى أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون. And Allah, he said, have you then considered those false gods whom you call upon besides Allah? If Allah intended me harm, can they remove his harm whatsoever? Or if they intend for me mercy, could they withhold his, or if he intends for me mercy, could they withhold his mercy? Say to them, Allah is sufficient for me. In him alone, put their trust, those who trust. And he puts your trust and reliance upon Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no one can help you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help you. No one can save you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not save you. So the command is the command of Allah. So to believe that someone can save you besides Allah, or to help you besides Allah, or to benefit you besides Allah, or along with Allah, and the likes like this, this is all opposite to believing in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. You understand that? So what does it mean? The opposite of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? Shirk fi al-Rububiyyah. Waliyadu billah. To set up partners and rivals with Allah Azza wa Jal in his Rububiyyah, in these affairs. So just as the shirk, it occurs in Uluhiyyah, likewise it occurs in Rububiyyah. Likewise it occurs in Rububiyyah. And the same way the author, rahimahullah, he mentioned in the beginning, he mentioned with regards to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, that shirk, the opposite of that is shirk, and it happens in two manners, major and minor. It's befitting to mention the same way here, to move upon the same methodology, because in reality, the opposite of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is a shirk, billahi fi al-Rububiyyah, and it happens in two manners, major and minor. Shirkun akbar fi al-Rububiyyah, or shirkun akbar fi al-Rububiyyah, wa shirkun asgar fi al-Rububiyyah. There's major shirk in the Rububiyyah, that's what he's discussing here. And likewise, there's minor shirk as well, that occurs in the Rububiyyah, like those who hang ornaments, and the eyes and the likes like this, hanging them and medallions around their necks, around their car, the rearview mirrors and the likes like this, believing that it's a means to protect them. And it's not a legislative means. Taking these means that are not legislated. These are from the means in reality that lead to major shirk. So therefore they have the ruling of minor shirk. Believing that these are means, that Allah did not legislate or allow for them to be means. Taking the means like علق شيء مكلا إليه. There's another wording. That this is shirk. Yani that you tie a string on your hand, or an ornament on your hand, or on your arm, or on an animal, or on a vehicle, and the likes like this. It has, for example, a special type of stone, or like they have in America, rabbit's foot, and the likes like this. Or they have a wolf's eye, or so, or these other things, or they have something from the sea, and the likes like this, a shell, or a rock, or a stone, or even just a string, some of them, or the other billah, and they believe that thing will protect them from the ayn, or from the harms of the jinn and the likes like this, so long as hanging in their vehicle, so on and so forth. And they believe that it's Allah that protects them, but this thing is the means, so therefore it's minor, shirk in what? In the rububiyyah of Allah, because Allah, He's the one who has authority. Allah, He's the one who protects. Allah, He's the one who saves. Allah, He's the one who brings benefit alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are not the means that are legislated for that. So therefore, this is considered minor shirk with regards to the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وقال تبارك وتعالى وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو لا يعلمها إلا هو. And Allah, He said, and with Him are the keys of the unseen, all that which is hidden. None knows them but Him. None knows them but Him. This is from the lordship of Allah. Well, this is from His action. He's the one who knows the keys of the unseen. No one knows that except for Him. So to claim that someone knows the unseen besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is competing with Allah in His rububiyyah, in His actions. He alone knows these affairs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's shirkum fi rububiyyah. You understand that? You understand that? Likewise, those who believe that they can hear, the dead can hear you. The dead can respond to you. The dead, they can help you. The dead man in the grave, in Africa, in India, in Iraq, in Sham, wherever they're at. To believe that He hears you, and He's dead in the grave. To believe that He knows your situation, and you fear Him, and you're afraid of Him. And the likes like this. This is shirkum fi what? Shirkum fi mada? Fi rububiyyah. This is qabihun jiddin. This is filthy, this is lowly, this is disgusting. This is a foul creed. A foul creed. No one can help you except the Creator. No one can protect you except for Allah alone. He hears and sees all things. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah alone, He knows all things. The people don't see all things. The people don't hear all things. The people don't even know just a few languages. Subhanallah. Even they call on people that are dead in the grave, they don't even speak English. Jailani, did he speak English? Jailani. Abdul Qadir, rahimahullah, did he speak? What are you talking about, man? You believe He understands you? Along with the fact that you believe He hears you, and He's been dead for hundreds of years, where's your mind? Huh? It's folklore. It's lies. They believe in lies. They've been deceived by the devil. What the other because of lack of concern of tawheed, and because of great efforts from the disbelievers, and the callers to deviance and misguidance, the Sufiyyah and the Shia. What the other billah? قال تعالى وقال تعالى كل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلى الله. And He said, Subhanahu wa Taala, none. And the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except for Allah. وقال تعالى ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. And Allah, He said, and they will never encompass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills, and except that what Allah allows them to know. Except that what Allah allows them to know. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the miracles that he was granted, and the things and the knowledge that he was provided, this is from the permission of Allah. Allah allowed him to know those things. There are other things that he didn't know, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are other things that he didn't know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى العظمة إزاري والكبرياء ردائي فمن نازعني واحدا منهما أسكنته ناري وهو في الصحيح. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, Allah the Exalted, he says, majesty is my lower garment and pride is my cloak. Whoever contends with me regarding one of them, I will cast him in the fire. He said this narration is found in the Sahih. And Allah knows best the wording that the author he mentioned is not found in the Sahih. And this is from the narration of Abi Sa'id and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and is found in Sahih Muslim. And the wording is al-izzu izaruhu wal kibriya'u rida'uhu. That majesty or that might is his izar, and that pride and honor is his rida. فَمَنْ يُنَازِعُنِي عَذَبْتُهُ. So whoever contends with me with regards to that, then I will punish him. Then I will punish him. So this is all clarifying. Yani that shirk happens likewise in rububiyyah, just as it happens in the uluhiyyah. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.